Jimmy Butler wears me out. If people are not aware of this story, Jimmy Butler from Tomball, he made a return to the Timberwolves. He asked for a trade a few weeks ago. He has been out of practice, basically holding out, essentially, which I didn't really know you could do in the NBA. But regardless, Butler made a return, and he basically stormed into practice, took the end-of-the-bench backups, was barking at all sorts of players, Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, the GM, head coach Tom Thibodeau, yeah, talking about how they can't win without him. He takes these end-of-the-bench guys, you know, decimates, I guess, the starting unit, and then walks off the practice floor.
And he was shouting at the GM while he was doing this, saying, you can't win without me, all these various things. So, it's funny, you guys texted about this before I knew a thing about it, and I started reading the stories and looking on Twitter and everything. And people are treating this half a practice performance of his like it's the flu game or something. Like he went in and practiced hard and had a good practice. He ambushed a bunch of dudes in practice and had a good practice. And they're acting like, wow, Jimmy Butler is on fire. He's just going to storm the league. All right. It sounds weird to me. I'm just how the hell does Thibodeau just let this happen? I don't like, did he know
what is he going to do?
Did he know he was going to show up at practice?
I don't know.
Like, I do.
Well, ESPN clearly was aware.
He's going to be disgruntled if you tell him he's not allowed to practice. Just say like, no, you're not allowed to practice. You haven't been here. You don't show up for 3 weeks. You don't get to just walk into practice.
But he did walk into practice and he won against the starters with backups.
Practice. Right. And he won against the starters. I don't even know what that means. Like, were they having a full blown scrimmage? Okay, we're going to play two quarters of basketball?
I don't know what that means either, but considering that Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins have been practicing all offseason and they just got summarily dispatched by Jimmy Butler, I mean, to me, the reason people are so excited about this is because they feel that Jimmy Butler got a boombox out and was walking out playing Whitesnake's Here I Go Again at the end of practice because of how dominant he was during it. I mean, I look at it and I think to myself, you know what? Who was soft during the playoffs last year against the Rockets? Oh, yeah, that was Karl Anthony Towns. Who's still soft? Karl Anthony Towns. And on top of that, Jimmy Butler is roasting his ass while physically roasting his ass at practice yesterday.
It's amazing, though, that, this is the kind of fire that the Timberwolves are missing. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, could Jimmy Butler not have done this at any point last season? Somehow this is what they'll be missing, is a guy who was on a team that also was soft during the playoffs.
Well, he had a lot of injury concerns during the regular season last year, and I think that his health wasn't at 100% if he even played during the playoffs. Like, I don't remember. It was on and off, correct?
He played in the playoffs. He had the injury in March.
It was at the end of the year where he was like, you weren't 100% sure he was going to be back, and then he's out there, and you're like, oh, okay.
I saw one Timberwolves beat writer or somebody from up in Minnesota say, like, okay, like, he came in and he practiced hard, which is what he always does. All these reports about how he single-handedly defeated the starters, I'm not buying any of this. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in terms of the way it's covered and reported. I thought that they somehow had opened the regular season up or something, and I had missed it. I don't mean to go Allen Iverson here. Like, I very much value practice and its importance, but winning anything in practice doesn't prove a damn thing, especially if you're going 1,000 miles an hour because you're fresh as hell, you haven't been there for 3 weeks, and you're angry. Yeah, okay, great. You showed up and played harder than a bunch of dudes.
Basketball, and the people that cover basketball, tend to hyperbolize any drama because that, especially this time of year, is really all that there is to really push the league through. And there is a bit of this where, yes, they're hamming the hell out of it. But I think it's hilarious.
Well, showing up.
I think it's fantastic.
Just the whole thing that he was doing, like actually just showing up and then leaving early like it was some kind of mic drop and then having his press conference. I think it's a smart move by him. He's trying to get something to happen, and he's turning the Timberwolves into, I guess, a little bit of a laughing stock for them letting them do this. Like,
kind of a circus.
Thibodeau just even allowing this to happen.
He loves practice.
Jimmy Butler kind of made Thibodeau his B-word, you know? Like what do you, I know in the NBA, you don't have nearly as much control over your players. The star players run the show, but this is a guy who's not going to be on your team, hasn't been on your team, and you're allowing him to just walk right in and take things over. I don't know. It's strange. I'm going to give you that. It's very strange.
It is strange. And honestly, I would let him walk back in because I want this guy to stay or to get necessary value back in return. And it doesn't sound like that's going to happen, seeing as the Rockets are not into the idea of getting rid of both Eric Gordon and PJ Tucker. So yeah, I think if you're the Timberwolves, you sort of just take it here because Karl Anthony Towns is soft and so is Andrew Wiggins, the beloved Canadian.
Here's Jimmy Butler with Rachel Nichols in a sit-down interview after all this went down.
I'm just going to read a little bit of Adrian Wojnarowski's report on what happened there, that you were loud, emotional, passionate, we like to say, targeting Coach Tom Thibodeau, teammates like Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins, that you told GM Scott Layden, quote, "You effing need me." How would you describe what happened today?
A lot of it's true. A lot of it is true. But you got to think, I haven't played basketball in so long, and I'm so passionate, and I love the game, and I don't do it for any other reason except for to compete and go up against the best to try to prove that I can hang. So all my emotion came out at one time. Was it the right way to do it? No. But I can't control that when I'm out there competing. Like, that's my love of the game. That's raw me. Me at my finest, me at my purest. That's what you're going to get inside the lines. And
I was going to say, is it not the right way for it to come out? Do you think it was the wrong thing to do, or was it an okay thing to do?
I think that I was honest. Was I brutally honest? Yes. But I think that that's the problem. Everybody's so scared to be honest with one another. If you didn't like the way that I handled myself in practice, one of the players come up to me. Somebody say something. Anybody. I'm not going to take it offense. It's not personal. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah, you probably right. I would have said, I ain't hooped in I don't know how long. I mean, I'm passionate about it. I love the game, and I love to win. And that's all I was out there doing was competing, playing hard, doing what I'm supposed to do on the basketball floor.
You know what?
Jimmy Butler wears me out. You know who Jimmy Butler is? Jimmy Butler's the guy in the office who works the hardest, but he's going to let everybody know in various ways that he is the hardest worker in the office, and he's going to wear you down over time.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes that can be a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing.
I don't.
Except that,
not the second part.
What you just said right there, though, like, I think he just did an incredible disservice to himself. When he just said, I haven't hooped in so long. Like, are you, wait a minute. Like, what does he mean by that, essentially? I feel like he was bragging, saying, like, I haven't hooped in so long. I'm going, so are you not playing anywhere? Like, have you not gotten yourself ready for the season?
He's got to be playing.
I don't know. He says he hasn't hooped in so long.
Did he mean officially?
But he loves it.
This is a more official setting, perhaps. It's not in the midst of, all these workouts these guys do during the summer, these pickup games that these guys do during the summer where Carmelo Anthony's wearing an absurd amount of hoodies and all that. Like, is that different? Is it different when you're wearing hoodies compared to when you're actually out there during practice?
If you're playing at one of those spots in LA where you've actually got good players out there and everything, that's one thing. Like, I don't know.
Does that not include
hooping? Is he not talking about that?
I imagine for an NBA player, they would know, and I'm assuming that they would not call that hooping. I thought they'd say that's just messing around. That's just messing around, man.
But practice on a Tuesday or a Wednesday is hooping? I don't know, man.
The season's right around the corner.
Next week.
By the way, I mean, that might be annoying in an office setting, but in sports, I feel like what he did is perfectly acceptable. Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins have done nothing
in
their careers.
But that doesn't mean that Jimmy Butler's done all that much either. Jimmy Butler is a very good player who also has not won anything and is not somebody who has stayed healthy over the course of his career in general.
Okay, but the latter thing, I mean, what does that have to do with it?
Well, it has to do with the fact that it can be multiple things happening at one time. Karl Anthony Towns might be soft, and Jimmy Butler might be unbearable. Two things might be the case at the same time.
I'm assuming that Jimmy Butler is difficult to work with, especially based off of this, but I feel like this is exactly what this Timberwolves team needs.
They had it last year. They lost to the Rockets in five.
Yeah,
they had it.
I think I know what Paul's saying in terms of, like, a sports setting. I guess you want the guy that shows up. You want your older players to be the guys that show up earliest and leave the last and let the younger younger guys know about it.
If I'm one of these other guys, I'm pissed off and I just want to shut him up. And I actually start working harder, not for any reason other than to shut Jimmy Butler up.
Well, what do you do with the young person that comes out of college and they had a 4.2 GPA and they're so smart, but they like also are like show up at 9 a.m. and leave at 5 p.m. and you're an older worker in that office? Do you say like, because that at the same time, that worker is like, I don't know why I'm not being asked for my opinion on these matters. I was a double major and like all that stuff. Like at some point you gotta be like, listen, you little clown, keep your mouth shut. For one, show up early, show some initiative every now and then. You know what? Instead of somebody asking you to do it, how about you just go do it on yourself and turn in a report that nobody asked you for? That's what. Jimmy Butler's being that guy. He's telling these youngsters, this is what you gotta do. In this
maybe life. That worker is very efficient 9 to 5.
Also, maybe you shouldn't. Let's remember this all started with Jimmy Butler requesting a trade.
Yes.
He's acting like he's being wronged or something. You need me to win. Like, okay, we didn't ask. You're the one who asked for the trade.
Yes.
All right, I co-sign that sentiment.